Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, the day is sunny, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant day to be outside, with comfortable temperatures throughout the region. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Israel Hayom earlier today indicate that the U.S. attacked a nuclear power plant under construction in Iran. Meanwhile, Jordan denies evacuating the airport. Also, Walla reported just under an hour ago that Iran claims the U.S. attacked a nuclear facility for peaceful purposes, issuing a new threat in response. Also, this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the Iranian Foreign Minister, Araki, stated he has never met with Mojtaba Khamenei. Separately, JNS noted in the past hour that the IDF intercepted missile fragments after an Iranian attack on southern Jordan. Notably, no air raid sirens were activated in this instance. And finally, from forward, Colombia and Slovenia have recognized a Palestinian state and are now moving their embassies to Jerusalem. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago that smoke was seen rising near Aqaba Airport in Jordan, captured by an Eilut resident. Open Source Intel, an intelligence analyst covering the conflict, noted 12 minutes ago that explosions in Eilut were due to Iranian missiles aimed at Jordan, with Israeli interceptors responding to potential debris. Amichai Stein, a journalist, highlighted concerns 20 minutes ago over interception debris potentially falling within Israeli territory, prompting Iron Dome launches. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the reports from Iran, Israel Hayom stated that the U.S. continues its offensive with a targeted strike on a nuclear plant under construction in southwest Iran. The implications are significant, raising tensions further in the region. Iran's nuclear ambitions remain a central concern for international diplomacy. Turning to the statement from Walla, Iran views the attack on the Darakvin nuclear power station as an assault on a peaceful facility. This intensifies the rhetoric against the U.S. and adds a new layer of complexity to the already fragile Middle Eastern geopolitics. Meanwhile, the claim by the Iranian foreign minister, reported by Israel Hayom, reveals internal dynamics within Iran's leadership. Araki's admission of not meeting the supreme leader's son highlights potential gaps in diplomatic channels within Iran's governance. In related developments, JNS noted the IDF's interception of missile fragments following Iran's attack on southern Jordan. This event underscores the volatility in the region, with security measures tightly coordinated to prevent escalation. Finally, the forward report on Colombia and Slovenia indicates a shift in diplomatic relations. By moving their embassies to Jerusalem, these countries are making a statement about their stance on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which could influence future international alignments. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a crowdfunding surge for Gilad Farm, raising 5.6 million shekels following a fire that devastated homes, brick time equals 10% and businesses over the weekend. Separately, CTEC highlights Israel's new influence campaign, employing AI and former Trump strategist Brad Parscale to sway American public opinion. This initiative reflects the growing role of technology in international diplomacy. And finally, Globes provides a look at recent real estate transactions across cities like Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, and Beersheba, showcasing the ongoing activity in Israel's property market. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.